Welcome to the podcast. I would be your host, Matt Smith, and with me today is the actual flesh and blood Charlie Pickering.
Hello. It's great to be in the podcast.
Thank you for stopping by and being in podcast land with me to talk about your show at the Comedy Festival.
And you've just seen it. You've literally walked out of the show.
I've just seen it. I've just witnessed it in all its glory. Now, Rodeo
Burka circumcision.
Where was the rodeo?
Yeah, the rodeo bit. Here's the thing. You are called upon to name your festival show a long time before you write your festival show.
Yeah.
And I had a list of things I was going to talk about. And I really thought the idea I had for talking about rodeos was going to be a lot stronger than it turned out to be. And so that bit just went. And it's funny, I've had people after the show say, yeah, I really enjoyed the show, but I was a bit disappointed there was nothing about rodeos. And I'm like, A, who comes to see a show to hear jokes about rodeos? That's weird. And B, I don't think people would rather I keep bad material in the show just to match what the poster says.
Okay, then, just to throw everyone off,
Just
do it with a night with cowboy hat on.
I could do that. It's funny, I initially did start the show dancing in a burka, well, in a cub, which I talk about in the show, the difference between a burka and in a cub.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually began, the first few nights I did the show, I came out dancing to Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley, dressed in a full niqab. And I was going to somehow work a cowboy theme into that and sort of mean that covered off the theme. But what I discovered was that it just made people feel quite uncomfortable. And it was a weird way to start the show.
Very, very surreal then by the sounds of it. Besides absence of rodeos, what would you say your show's about this year?
At its core, it's just about me enjoying stand-up. Like, that's genuinely what I'm trying to do with the show.
That's what I got from it.
I'm not... in the past, I've tried to have a message or a structure or, you know, be a bit more theatrical or things like that. But this was about the fact that I don't quite work too hard, but I'm very busy with work.
Mm.
And I did this for kicks. Like, this was to have fun. To do something, you know, I booked a really small room at an out of the way venue and just doing it to do an intimate gig and muck around and go with whatever jokes I want to on the night.
Now, I do remember your show from last year, and was it in the Comedy Theatre? Is that the venue? And that was huge, and it was full. And there's you sitting there reading from Stevie Wonder's...
No, B.B. King's autobiography.
B.B. King's autobiography. Is that slightly racist that I went for Stevie Wonder instead? But anyway, we'll just gloss over that.
Yeah.
And you had a full theatre. You really did. And now you're in Town Hall, a room with, what, 80 capacity?
No, it's huge. It's 110.
Oh, really?
but they crammed them in. And, you know, I think the Comedy Theatre was... that's an 1,100 seats or something in the Comedy Theatre. So I have quite ambitiously gone to 10% of last year's capacity on any given night. But I like that. I enjoy playing a big theatre, and you get a different egotistical buzz out of that.
Yep.
But this feels a lot more organic, and it feels a lot more like why I did stand-up. Why I got into stand-up.
Yeah, it must be a lot like getting back to your roots then, yeah. And you get a better connection with the audience, I imagine.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And I can say really pretentious things like, I'm getting back to my roots. I'm a white middle-class kid and I'm getting back to my roots.
The other thing that I took away from your show is... I didn't know about the rodeo and the title thing, but as for the other bits of it, these are things that are rather hard to bring up in casual conversation.
Yeah, I think that's it. And they're, I guess I don't really say it, but it's kind of implied. They're things that you don't talk about much in conversation, but you can get away with if you've got a microphone and you paid the rent on a venue.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you are empowered when you've got a lights and a microphone to maybe... go there and talk about it, which is funny because I'm not a controversial person. I never set out to be. But too much of comedy and particularly media in Australia is so paranoid about causing offence to anyone. I find it really slightly liberating to actually just talk honestly about things and not be worried about, you know, not be worried about a controversy springing forth.
Not having somebody off stage shaking their head going, no, you can't say that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You just got to, going to vent to a room of 110 people every night for a month.
Yeah, it's, and as I say in the show, and it's not in a PG time slot, and I don't have, you know, just a long list of people that can approve or disapprove of what I say. It's just me and the audience, and if they laugh, then I said the right thing, and if they don't, then I said the wrong thing. Simple as that.
Okay, so give me the rundown. When's your show on?
The rundown, it's 9:45 throughout the festival at Trades Hall in the Quilt Room. I don't do Wednesdays, and it's on... I don't do Wednesdays and Mondays, and it's on at 8:45 on a Sunday night, so people can get home to bed early before they go to work on Monday.
Until April 24?
Yes, that's right.
And you're on the 7 p.m. project most nights, every night?
Every night. I don't have holidays anytime soon, so
yeah.
Monday to Friday on the 7 p.m. project. We've got a little break with your gen, but we start filming new episodes really soon, and that'll be back later in the year.
Okay. Charlie Pickering, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you very much.